Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the other side of midnight. It's lights out. Well, technically, you will get this before midnight, but I needed to do something because I saw something on Twitter, like, right now. So, Balani Olukuni, shout out to you. She posted up a tweet saying you were functioning just fine before they came, and if they do leave you, you're still going to function so fine. And people, you know, added to the thread saying it's easier said than done. You don't know the pain, the hurt, you know, and time wasted, maybe money invested and all that, or emotions invested. Can we be honest with each other? Can you marry the whole world? No. Good. Now, can you date the whole world? Yes. But the way God designed the institution of marriage, I know some people will say times have changed, that you can marry as many people as possible, or you can be emotionally invested in as many people as possible. But the way it originally was, God created Adam and Eve. So it's meant to be one man, one woman. Now, the whole concept of men now having multiple girlfriends or multiple wives is something that got infused into generations from time past. But the original master plan, it was meant to be one man, one woman. So why am I making this podcast? A lot of us will feel hurt. A lot of us will be upset, disappointed, and say, oh, I invested time in this person. I dated this person. Sister, wake up. Brother, wake up. I've seen cases whereby the woman was the one more invested in the guy than the guy was, and he made up his mind and he left. I've seen the reverse as well, whereby the guy is invested in the woman, but the woman is not feeling him. So would you now say it's a do or die affair and both of you have to die together? No. Once anybody you're dating makes it clear things are not working, we need to go our separate ways, I advise you to take it and move. Now, would you feel the pain immediately? Yes. Are some people built in a different way? Are they wired differently to handle the pain better? Of course. But I need you to realize that if something is not good enough for you, you should not second guess yourself or settle. If the man or woman feels you're not enough and they let you go, you go. And find, or let the one who is enough find you. It's not that hard. You people should stop doing this do or die affair. If I don't have you, no one will be like, kill you, kill myself, we all die, bastard. No, you don't need to do that, okay? Anyways, having said that, this is the season of love, and I've been doing a whole lot of stuff to make me very happy. And, to plug this in. This season, you're going to meet some interesting characters and people, especially the I just got back. Please be careful. Ladies, especially you, be smart. If any I just got back is on your pee telling you, I love you, I'm crazy, but hey, no answer, be smart. You can listen. You can, you know, treat them like rats or mice and cheese, but know what you're doing. Once you see the red flags and you see the signs that, okay, this guy is just trying to have fun, you run. Now, if you see flags that he ain't trying to have fun, still be smart. Not everything you should jump at, okay? This is a season of love, and I would preach to you to really love yourself. Ladies, that's for you. For the guys, suffer, make an anu to do. Okay, because this is the season where hormones will be running high, the weather's gonna get cold, Hamatan is gonna hit you like a motherfucker. But hold your grounds and, you know, Mudiaga, stand well, be firm. And yes, peace, love, and light. I wish everybody. I'm in a very happy place, and no, it has nothing to do with a man. You can have a man and be happy, but you need to be happy yourself. Not just, you know, say because of I have a man. Now, for the men, you can have a woman and be happy, but make sure you are really happy. Don't forget, you have to be your complete package so you can handle another person's baggage if they've got any, which we all do, okay? All right, it's getting real late. I'm out of here. It's been the other side of midnight, technically. Lights out. Find me on Instagram at VN007. See ya. Bye.